Forces news, events, stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
BFBS, your stories.
Your stories.
Ryan Garrison,
Germany.
The Rhine Dahlem Rooms in JHQ played host earlier this month to a tense UN negotiation. But this was a much more civilised event than normal, as students aged from 14 to 18 from across SCE and Germany recreated a model United Nations in a third annual event hosted by Windsor School. Director of International Studies Chris Scholl explains the subjects on offer.
Well, we have the Environment Committee and Human Rights. They're dealing with the Millennium Development Goals, which are all about eradicating poverty, basically helping developing countries come up to speed with what we accept as the norm in the Western world. And then we have the Security Council looking at the question of supporting anti-regime forces in Syria. And the political committee is looking at the situation in North Africa and the intervention of French forces in Mali, for example.
These are quite, you know, heavy subjects, aren't they? How do teenagers effectively cope with such demanding tasks?
Well, as we all know, teenagers are full of surprises, and they actually do have very, very well-defined views of the world, including a range of these heavy political issues that are going to come up. A lot of their opinions are actually as interesting and as valid, if not more so, than some adults.
Keynote speakers included Will Paxton from Save the Children and Joe Holgarten from the Royal Society of Arts, who was blown away by the opportunities on offer.
When I was a student myself, I never had opportunities like this, and when I see other people doing it, I think it's a huge, huge opportunity. The cross-cultural nature of this, I think, is particularly important, that you're getting kids from Service Children's Education mixing with some students from Germany. But the opportunity to try out new ideas, to be empathetic, to step into other people's shoes, and to be involved in a real-life performance like this, and to engage in global issues, I think is a huge, huge opportunity for these young people. Generally, school life can be quite day-to-day. You're doing the same lessons again and again and so on, and I think this really animates the curriculum in a very exciting way.
With around 12 German and BFG schools involved in the series, what does the future hold? Chris is positive. Obviously, Windsor's closing this summer, so do you think there'll be any kind of continuity of this at all?
Well, certainly SCE is looking at a model to succeed this, and we're in discussions very soon as to what that might look like. Local German schools are also very keen to continue. They have very clear ideas themselves as to what they want to do, so there might be a little bit of a lull, but not for long, I don't think.
So watch this space.
Absolutely.
Gina Clark reporting for BFBS from Rhine-Dahlem, Germany.
If you've got a story we should be telling, then tell us about it.
Email
germany@bfbs.com.
Your stories.
Your stories. The Forces Station. BFBS.